Grammy Award-winning violinist and composer Mark O'Connor has played with the likes of Dolly Parton, James Taylor, and Paul Simon, and he's never met a genre of music he didn't like. He even invented his own method for teaching the violin, named the O'Connor Method, which focuses on teaching traditional Americana music, and he's currently the Charlotte Symphony's artist in residence. But in his latest project, he's sharing the spotlight with his bandmates, three of whom are his family members. WFAE Sarah D'Elia stopped by the O'Connor's new home in Charlotte to talk about what it's like to be in a family band.
Growing up in Seattle, Mark O'Connor got bit by the music bug early. He remembers the exact moment. He was 8 years old watching the Johnny Cash show on a black and white TV. Renowned Louisiana fiddler Doug Kershaw was on that day.
Welcome, my friend, the Louisiana man, Mr. Doug Kershaw.
I turned to my mother. I said, I want to do that, you know.
A few years later, O'Connor got his own fiddle.
A $50 pawn shop fiddle. And I started taking lessons. And I just took off with it. I was inspired by music, and it felt like I was able to pour my emotions into this beautiful musical instrument.
Since then, there's been Grammys, CMA Awards, and collaborations with icons like Johnny Cash, Wynton Marsalis, and Yo-Yo Ma. At this point in his career, he's done so much, it can be hard to not get, well, bored. But that's not a problem in his latest project, the O'Connor Band. He describes the group's sound as progressive bluegrass. The band's debut album, Coming Home, is a mix of originals and traditional Americana.
Ruby! Ruby! Honey, are you mad at your man?
That's his future daughter-in-law, Kate Lee, on lead vocals. She also plays the violin. The group includes O'Connor's son, Forrest, on mandolin, Kate's fiancé, and O'Connor's wife, Maggie, on violin and backup vocals. Maggie and Mark moved to Charlotte from New York City last spring to be closer to family, and they love living near an airport that's a hub since they travel so much. Kate and Forrest live in Nashville when they aren't touring or rehearsing with the band. Maggie says the road can be grueling with little time for sleep, but when you're doing what you love for a living, you can't complain too much.
We just live for it, and I couldn't imagine life any other way. It's so exciting and fulfilling, and to see the reaction of the audience when we play together. They do talk about our energy on the stage and how happy we are playing together.
Part of that energy comes from being in a family band. Kate says there's just something about really knowing and liking the people you're on stage with that makes for a good show.
I grew up being a big fan of Mark's before I even knew he had a son that I'd eventually fall in love with. So it is it's a pretty crazy experience that I see myself in. And since joining the band, you know, we've come so much closer together as musicians and as a family.
That enjoyment and polished sound has translated into a Grammy nomination for the group's debut album. In fact, they had just found out about the nomination right before this interview, and were pretty giddy about it.
It feels really good.
Forrest says it's a testament to the album as a whole, not just one track.
Especially today, the way people's attention spans work, you know, it's kind of a single-driven world, maybe more now than ever, or a viral-driven world, and people can listen to one song, but if the second song is a little more boring for the first 30 seconds than the first one, then they're just going to listen to something else. And I think that doesn't happen on this album.
For Mark O'Connor, who will tell you he is a natural soloist, he says this album, out of the hundreds he's been a part of, is the one that makes him the most proud.
I need to find a way to be engaged, and this band does it. I mean, I love every second I'm on stage, whether I'm taking a solo or not. And that's very special, and I I would say that I've not felt that ever, really, completely like I do here.
Listening to the group play, they're all just so talented. Surely the individuals who make up this group are being pulled in various creative directions and will have lots of options in the future. And you have to wonder, is there this extra pressure to make the band work, especially since it is family after all? For now, Mark's not worried about it.
I think that if we keep reaching for our dreams and we keep getting successes like this Grammy nomination, I think it could go on for a long time.
The O'Connor Band's Grammy fate will be determined on February 12th. In the meantime, they'll continue on the road with national and international stops, showing audiences you can keep the music in the family and have a good time too. For WFAE News, I'm Sarah D'Elia in Charlotte.